This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Violence between Israel and Palestine entered its second week on Monday. Israel pummeled Gaza City with airstrikes during the early morning hours. The Israeli military says it is targeting tunnels used by Hamas in several commanders' homes. The attack followed comments Sunday by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that he was not planning any immediate end to deadly airstrikes on Gaza. He spoke the same day that Israeli jet fighters flattened three buildings and killed at least 42 people. It was the deadliest single attack in the latest round of violence between Israel and Hamas. Hamas launched rockets from civilian areas in Gaza toward Israeli civilian areas Sunday morning. One hit a synagogue in Ashkelon, a southern city, hours before evening services for the Jewish holiday of Shavuot. No injuries were reported. Since the fighting began 1 week ago, at least 197 Palestinians have been killed, including at least 58 children, according to Gaza's health ministry. At least 10 Israelis have been killed in the rocket attacks, including a six-year-old. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Denmark for talks Monday about economic, security, and climate issues. The top diplomat will also discuss the Biden administration's ongoing push to boost ties with U.S. allies. Monday, he met with Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen, Queen Margrethe II was scheduled to tour a quantum materials lab at the University of Copenhagen. After Denmark, Blinken heads to Reykjavik, Iceland, where he will take part in the Arctic Council ministerial meeting. This is VOA News. India is bracing for Cyclone Tauktae. The cyclone is expected to hit the country's western coast Monday evening. Thousands of people have been evacuated and COVID vaccination programs have closed down in some areas. India has reported hundreds of thousands of new COVID infections for weeks. Now there is fear that as people seek shelter from the cyclone, that the shelters will become locations for super spreader events. The United States' top infectious disease expert said at a college graduation, the pandemic has exposed the undeniable effects of racism, as communities of color had been hit harder by the virus than their white counterparts. Anthony Fauci said that COVID-19 has shone a bright light on our society's failings. On Sunday, during a commencement address for the City of Atlanta's Emory University, his address highlights the issue of disparity access to health care in minority groups across the U.S. Fauci pointed out a disproportionate amount of Black, Hispanic, and Native American people work in jobs classified as essential, exposing them to the coronavirus. In addition, these groups of people are more likely to have underlying conditions like diabetes, hypertension, obesity, which increase the likelihood that they will become ill if exposed to the coronavirus. France will grant Sudan a $1.5 billion loan to help the North African nation pay off its debt to the International Monetary Fund. The finance minister made the announcement on Monday in Paris at the start of an international summit hosted by President Emmanuel Macron. The loan aimed at helping Sudan erase its total external debt of $50 billion and attract foreign investment to rebuild its economy. Sudan's economy was shattered by decades of autocratic rule of former President Omar al-Bashir. Al-Bashir was ousted in 2019 by the military after a popular uprising and his regime replaced with a transitional civilian military council. A three-day ceasefire marked by violent attacks claimed mostly by the Islamic State group has ended in Afghanistan amid calls for renewed peace talks. Taliban political spokesman Suhail Shaheen said on Sunday the negotiating teams of the government and the Islamic Emirate, that's how the Taliban refer to their ousted regime, met briefly in Qatar. He says they renewed their commitment to find a peaceful end to the war. The U.S. has also urged accelerated talks as it withdraws the last of its soldiers. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.